We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
You know, by now, helping out people that have been on a good date and then not heard from them. So we step in to try to conduct a conversation to help out and figure out what went wrong. Exactly like what happened with Brooke. Sound familiar, Brooke?
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping you guys can explain to me what's going on. He's not responding, so hopefully y'all will, you know, spell it out for me, or he'll talk to y'all or something. But I wouldn't come on here if I felt like I did anything, like, embarrassing. So I'm honestly just dying to know, like, what's going on.
Well, how'd you guys meet? Yeah.
So we met on Bumble. I slid in, you know, as you have to do on Bumble, and he seemed really into me, and he asked me out pretty shortly after we started talking, and he was a total gentleman, and, you know, he let me pick the spot, and everything was great, like, all green flags, and the date was great. Like, I thought we had a really nice time. Maybe that was just me, or I honestly can't think of what I did to, like, put him off. Like, I don't know if I drank more than him or something. Like, I have no clue.
Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, such is the case. Oftentimes, people just really have no idea. I think most of the time I have a little inkling why someone might be upset with me or not want to talk to me or whatever. But sometimes you're just like, I have no clue what's wrong with them.
That's the worst.
That's the absolute worst.
Seriously, yeah. It's a sickening feeling to your stomach.
Let's call Levi and see if he'll talk to us. Hang on just a second.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. Is this Levi?
Yeah.
What's up, my man? Hey, Brad Booker with Alex Franco and Audrey Allen. First of all, I appreciate you hanging on the line here. I just want to tell you why we're calling. We're with the radio station, Mix 94.7. We do a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we try to help out people that have been ghosted. Full disclosure, Brooke is on the phone. She just told us about the fact that you guys met on Bumble, connected, seemingly really good date. She really likes you. She said there's been nothing but green flags. But she doesn't understand why she hasn't heard from you. So do you mind talking to us and telling us your side of the story?
Look, she was just, like, weird on her date. Like, she's not a weird person at all. I mean, I enjoyed our interaction up until we went out. I asked her to pick out a bar that I could take her to. Just I wanted her to be comfortable with, you know, our first date, just going out in public with each other. Mm-hmm. So we only had, like, one drink, and we'd been there for about 30 minutes before she, yeah. Oh, yeah. The guy walks into the bar and...
What guy?
Well, that's the thing. At first, I didn't even know. It was just a guy. And she was seemingly hiding from this dude. Literally changed her seat and, like, kind of, like, ducked behind me. And just got, like, real weird. Couldn't stop looking over in his direction. Finally, I just asked, like, is everything okay? And she told me that that was her ex. And I don't know. I just thought it was just, like, so immature that, like, she couldn't be, like, in the same space. Like, she was, like, literally hiding behind me. I don't know. It just really put me off.
How would you handle it if you were in a situation where you were out with a girl and then your ex walked in? It would be kind of awkward, right?
Well, I don't know. I feel like if I'm out dating, I should be comfortable with the fact that I have an ex. And if my ex sees me with my date, then I should be comfortable enough to introduce my date to my ex because that's my ex.
Damn, bro. Okay.
I feel like if you don't say anything, it makes it a little more awkward.
What, you mean like her hiding?
Yeah, especially if you already saw her.
Brooke, you heard Levi.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I understand what he's saying, but honestly, like, I was just doing my best to, like, not cause a scene, you know? Like, I thought that the more mature thing to do was to, like, you know, we have our date, and he's on his whatever, and, like, I just didn't want to, like, create any sort of awkward situation.
Oh, you thought you were being cool by trying to make sure he didn't see you.
Yeah. And I don't think he did see me. And I wasn't, like, moving my, I wasn't, like, changing chairs. I just, like, scooted my chair, like angled it so that he couldn't see my face.
Would you do that though, Audrey? Would you try to hide if you saw me? You got a lot of exes and they all live in Texas.
Yeah, how did you do it, Audrey?
Yeah, I've done some immature things where, yeah, I would hide and try to avoid it if I could. But it never works because you're in the same room and they almost always see you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So lesson learned, I would if I could go back, I would just straight up say something because then you look better.
Be like, hey, what's up? How you doing?
Yeah.
This is Michael or whatever.
No, you don't even have to bring him into it. Yeah. I would just go up to him separately and be like, hey, I mean, we're obviously both here. Hi.
Hey.
Well, I mean, you do you, Brooke. Levi, I guess it is just enough to talk you out of this situation, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It's
okay.
Not going to work out.
Okay. Well, good luck to you both. Now you know, Brooke.
I guess so. I guess we're just different people.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.